Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most of Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. As I stated in a previous episode, I am homebound, so I should get a lot of reviews done. And so far, so good. I did drop two episodes, and I've written another two, I believe. And I'm not sure which order these are going to come out, but trust, it is still going to be some new content. Like in today's episode, I have the number two trending movie on Netflix called The Bricklayer. It's listed as an action mystery thriller at almost 2 hours. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with the man meeting a journalist in a hotel room in Greece. He gives her a bunch of secret documents to implicate the American government and all kinds of shady stuff. She's collecting the information, and then there's a strange turn of events. Spoiler free, he kills her. We then jump to the States, and a female operative is combing through surveillance video, and she notices a man that is supposed to be dead. We then jump to Val, who is working as a bricklayer. He goes to a local diner for lunch, and he is approached by an old colleague. Turns out Val was a former field agent working for the CIA. They show him the picture of the man, and he immediately recognizes him. They tell him, you know, he's blackmailing the government and he needs to handle it since he has some sort of relationship with this guy. He initially refuses, but when he is attacked and realizes he has no choice but to do the job. And that's where I will stop. From there, he travels to Greece with another agent to locate and stop this dude before he kills anyone else and leaks these secrets and maybe even find out why he did this along the way. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 50% on 24 reviews on the Rotten Scale, with the audience at 32% on over 100 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to these positives. And this is going to be a little bit weird because, I mean, basically, it checks all the boxes. I mean, it's a spy movie. So we get the disgruntled villain with the backstory of betrayal. We have the grizzled vet that became jaded and quit. No longer believes in the government, but he's brought back for one more time to resolve this issue with someone he has a history with. Then we have the inexperienced green female agent, with this being her first field assignment. I mean, plot wise, it's basic with your standard twist that won't surprise anyone. I mean, action was pretty solid. I mean, this is spy movie 101, which, you know, it's not, I put it on a positive side because, I mean, it's not a negative, so I guess it's a positive. But then when I think about the negatives, which I'm about to start on now, I mean, you've heard me say this before, and I'll keep saying it. We're basically spoiled now. I mean, these 2000 style movies just don't cut it anymore. The attack you one at a time kind of choreography, that's just not hitting it. The super badass until the plot calls for me not to be, and I have this long fight with some guy that I just beat up a few minutes ago, but they wanted to have this long choreographed fight this time. So yeah, that's not really all that great. The obvious double cross twist, pretty much everything I said in the positives, I can pretty much spin on the negative side. It's dated and it's just not that original. Now, this is the kind of movie that should be more fun. I mean, just have a lighter tone to it. They played this one way too straight. Like, it was like this super serious, focused movie. And it wasn't good enough to do that and pull that off. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? In parts, I did, but just not enough to recommend this. I would put this right at a 50% on the Rotten Scale and agree. A decade ago, I mean, I could see this kind of movie being in the theaters and enjoying it a lot more. But in 2024, this style just doesn't work. If they were going to do this, they should have had more comedy and made it not as gritty. And it would have been more of a fun watch. That was the main thing that was missing here. They played it like, you know, it was super serious and it just, you know, didn't have the chops to do it. You can't really take this seriously with the way this style is. But like I said, it does check off all the boxes and it's not terrible. So if you're looking for a pretty basic by the numbers spy movie, then I mean, this is it. You guys are going to have to let me know whether I'm off on this one or I'm right. And you know, just for a point of reference, I just watched Monkey Man, you know, last weekend. Definitely go check out that review if you haven't listened to it yet. So again, when in the world of Wix and the, you know, what Cruise does with the Mission Impossible movies, and now I just saw Monkey Man with these long drawn out, well choreographed fights where everyone's attacking at once, and it's so, you know, it's a ballet of movement. I mean, you gotta do more than impress me than a bunch of dudes standing in a circle waiting for their turn to get hit in the head with a bottle, which actually happened in this movie. So anyway, with that being said, I will close it out right here. This is your first time. Don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production. Mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, yes, I will be back again this weekend with yet another review, because it is one of the new movies that came out this weekend. And if you want to know what it is, you got to come back and check me out. So thank you again. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.